Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about trucking, one of the jobs that American companies are having a really hard time filling. Trucking companies are increasingly offering five-digit bonuses and record-high pay increases to try to entice new truck drivers to the occupation. But despite increased wages and bonuses, most trucking companies are reporting that these measures are not being effective. According to data from the National Transportation Institute, about 85% of over 500 trucking companies surveyed said that increasing their wages and benefits hasn't helped them in attracting new drivers. And companies large and small are increasing their wages and benefits to try to find new drivers. Walmart recently announced that they would offer referral bonuses of up to $1,500 and try to shorten the hiring process for bringing in new truckers to the company. And Atlas Van Lines recently announced their largest and most extensive pay increase ever. Pay jumps have become a staple in this industry. Nearly half of all truckers said their pay went up in 2018, compared to only 11% in 2017. And sign-on bonuses and retention bonuses are jumping as well. Why does this matter? The American Trucking Association estimates that the United States will be short about 175,000 truckers by the year 2026, which isn't that far away. But if increasing pay and bonuses and sign-on bonuses and retention bonuses, if those measures are not helping today's trucking companies find truckers, what are we going to do by 2026? The problem is the shortage can't be solved by just throwing money at the problem, according to most truck drivers. And some industry observers say that no real level of pay raises and increased bonuses can eliminate many people's hesitation about getting into trucking. A hard job, long hours, and one where you have to be away from home for maybe weeks at a time. So in the short term, I think we'll see more wage and bonuses increases for truckers and trucking companies as they try to mitigate these short-term gaps and the need for resources to get the increasing number of shipments that have to be delivered. Longer term, solving the truck driver shortage will probably be a combination of technical measures like self-driving technology combined with better technology and algorithms that will allow more drivers to operate more efficiently and perhaps be home more often. This is a job that the American economy needs done. Over time and through market forces and technological advances, let's hope we find a way that this job continues to get done. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.